Hey, go look in that the partnership room. That first table you come in, and my book is on there, my Church Unusual book. Jeremiah chapter 1, I receive. God is talking to Jeremiah here, and he's telling them something. He's telling them, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Y'all know y'all familiar with that scripture? He's saying some things to Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a young man, obviously, because at one part he said, but I'm just a child. And so, but the Lord begins to tell him, hey, you know, don't call yourself a child. I'm going to put the words in your mouth, and you say what I tell you to say. Before you was formed in the belly, I knew you, I sanctified you, I ordained you. So it was already preordained before it happened. So when he's talking to Jeremiah, there's a certain scripture I want you to see in verse 10. And it says, I'm picking this for a reason. It says, see, I have this day set thee over nations and over kingdoms. But then this next part, which I really want you to pay attention, I want you to underline it, to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. I'll read those again, to root out, and to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. Now, you know, said to root out is one, pull down two, destroy three, throw down four. So out of all these six things that he's telling me he wants him to do, four of them seem negative. Four of them seem like a little bit more work. Four of them seem like it's not the thing that you want. Right? I mean, y'all see them, right? It's to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down. What's the difference between pull down and throw down, right? But he's just trying to emphasize what's going on. And then you build and plant. Are y'all understanding me? And so when it comes down to our concept of church, you can look at this and see some things that you need to do. Got a lot that got to be rooted out. Got a lot that got to be pulled down and destroyed and thrown down in order for you to build properly and plant properly. I know that there's a lot of things that we built on that aren't building material. Mm. That's what I'm telling you. There's a lot of concepts, there's a lot of ideas, and they are very, very fragile. Let me tell you something. They are very, very fragile. They're more fragile. You ever see those boxes, and they ship them, and they put the little tag on it, say fragile, mm-hmm. You know, handle with care. Yeah, these things that we try to build on are very fragile. It's almost like trying to build a house on top of a glass foundation. Now, wherever you stand, whatever kind of structure you live in, or even this building right here, just imagine if we tried to build this whole mighty structure on top of some glass. It doesn't matter how thick the glass is, right? It's very fragile. Won't be very long, we'll be in trouble. Are you understanding me? And so, I mean, you can say the same thing if it was a wood panel under there, right? Gravel, or whatever you want to call it. If it's not a fortified foundation, then your building won't stand. I don't have time. I do have time, but I won't go there. You know, building your house on the sand. Y'all familiar with that scripture? And so we're going to be talking about truth again tonight in chapter 7. But we build on a lot of other things, and those things are bound to let us down. Mm-hmm. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you, and I want you to listen very, very clear to what I'm saying. That it's inevitable that it's going to let you down. I make you a promise that these things that we try to build on that are outside of the truth are going to let us down. And some days they seem strong. And some days they seem like they'll last forever. And some days they seem like they are the strongest thing that's in your life. But they are bound to let you fall. And most of the time it'll catch you off guard. This is what I'm trying to tell you. When you build on something other than truth. We've been reading it all semester. But he says, who do men say that I am? Some say lies. They start throwing out suggestions. He said, well, who you say? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, flesh and blood is not revealed. It's you, but my Father, which is heaven. thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build. So you're talking about building and planting right here. Are you understanding? Talking about building and planting. Now, for me, when I see church now, I see build it and then plant in the people. All right? You're planting, you spread. You spread the way you really spread is by planting. You know, any good flowers or any good things that continue to grow. You ever see those ones that you pick up? I don't know the name or the technical name. But you pick them up, you can blow them off the flower and they'll fly off. Somebody, what's the technical name? Anybody know? Dandelions. Yeah, okay, yeah, those right there, right? Right? They're geniusly made. It's made for the spread. It's the plan. And so you'll build. We've built off of great ideas and great concepts. And we've built off of what we think is important. Where's the truth? I found out sometimes you just slow down and pay attention and you start thinking the truth and understanding the truth and paying attention to the truth and not what everybody's saying or not what everybody's writing. Everybody got a book right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody got a book. Everybody got a message. Everybody got a song. Everybody got a show. Everybody got a conference. Everybody got something. Mm-hmm. Especially in the day of the internet now, everybody got a message. Right. Amen. Amen. It's a lot going on. The only way you're going to see what you got to see is in the truth. I'll do this real quick. Go to John chapter. John chapter 8. I thought I was making. Once again, I'll say it again. You've got to build on truth. One of the lines in here, and it says you have to build on truth versus opinion. Then he gets real specific. He said man's opinion. And I like this line. It said building the church based on opinions of men will be as futile as changing perceptions. In other words, it'll go with the wind. As soon as the wind changes, as soon as an idea changes, as soon as somebody's feeling changes. My father told me, he said, you never preach when you're angry. So what that means, if you got to preach, you better not get angry, right? Or you better get unangry. I don't know if that's a word. You better get unangry quick if it's your time to. But you don't do that because you begin to preach out of emotion. And you begin to preach out of opinion. And you begin to preach out of your false, angry, whatever it is, perception. Have you ever given advice out of a perception that you had? You were in a certain place in life. And so, because that's where you are, you begin to give advice that way. Yeah, where's the truth? Everybody say, where's the truth? Come on, say it again. Say, where's the truth? Y'all remember, where's Waldo? Y'all remember, where's Waldo? You had to find it. Yeah, everybody say, where's the truth? Come on, always, whenever you're having a conversation, whenever you're receiving conversation, whatever it is, always ask what? Where is the truth? Not where is a truth, not where is what seems like a truth. Where is the truth? We've gotten in trouble over years by giving opinion. I'm going to teach you something that's going to be hard for you to take, but just go ahead and take this, what I'm about to tell you in a second. You ready? Everybody outside of Jesus had a lot of opinion. Paul, I read about Paul in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, I don't know which one, 1 or 2, chapter 7. And he began to say, now, I don't have a commandment from God on this, but I'm going to speak out of permission. Oh, what are you saying? God bless Paul. Can I teach you something about the Bible real quick? Paul didn't have the Gospels. He didn't really have them to read. There were different times. You understand me? So he didn't have the hindsight that we have. Are you understanding me? Y'all have a greater understanding of Jesus than Paul did. You have more access. Hindsight is a beautiful thing sometimes. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm not even sure that Apostle Paul knew that the Bible was going to be written because the Bible ain't in the Bible. Right. Oh, y'all hear me? Now I'm going to bring some context. Everybody say context. I'm not sure Paul was writing letters to people that needed letters written to them. He didn't ask them to put that in the book to tell everybody how to live. Listen to me. So see, it begins to break down to the truth. We have nowhere else to go. We ain't got nowhere else to go but the truth. Everything else outside of that is opinion. See, I can I'll speak this up myself that if I'm not mindful, and I've been really striking myself really hard to pay attention to what I say and how I say it and when I say it and where am I saying it from, mm-hmm. because we can get smart mm-hmm. and get a few victories and win a couple battles and then think that you got the truth on lock, right? Hey, hey, amen. Anybody ever been there? So now you're the great giver of wisdom. All right, I'm guilty. Anybody else guilty? You're the great. Come to you for wisdom. Listen. I told a young dude the other day, I said, man, listen, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you some good stuff, and it's going to be cool. And it's going to feel good for the little feeling you got right now, and it's going to fulfill the little problem you got right now, and that's cool. But I'm going to be honest. Let me be 100% honest with you. I don't know. I said, bro, I don't have the sovereign plan. Only one person sovereign is God. I don't have the sovereign plan for your life. I don't know what's written in your book, but I know something's written in your book. And I know who knows what's written in your book. So all I'm going to do is point you in that direction and tell you to go look for him. You get it? If he tell me to say something, I'll say it. Jesus makes a statement. He said, I only do what my father tells me to do. It's true. We'll read that in a minute. He said, I only do what my father tells me to do. He says, as I hear, this is the truth. This is the way to walk in real truth. As I hear, I judge. And if I don't hear anything, I don't make any judgments. Then he says, my judgment is just. My judgment is right because I'm getting it from the Father. Yeah. He's the one that knows all things, knows everybody, knows your ins and outs, knows the deepest thoughts. He's the one that lets you walk up on somebody and be able to discern what's going on. Are you understanding me? And so now we're in a place where you have to ask the question. And what's the question? Where's the truth? Where's the truth? Now, remember, when I talk about the truth, I'm not talking about truth as a thing. I'm talking about truth as a what? There's a person. So now you're talking about where's the truth? Where's? In this conversation, where is he? Where is Jesus' name? Remember, you're talking about the name. You're talking about the character. So where is this character? All right, don't get to jump into thinking about flawless because there's no such thing as flawless. Actually, flawless doesn't exist. You know that, right? Because if something is flawless, what do you compare it to? What? This is flawless, and what's flawless that flawless is compared to be flawless? It don't exist, people. Breathe. All this fighting we've been doing, trying to have all this together. Who really do? Get it? So now I find out where's Jesus? Where's the truth? This opinion is the truth. If I try to build off of this and this opinion, I'll fall. If I try to love somebody off opinion, I'll fall. Right? If I try to serve someone out of opinion, I'll fall. This is what I'm trying to tell you. If I try to walk in a miracle on behalf of somebody else on opinion, I'll fall. So opinion will tell you they're not worth it. Opinion will begin to make you judge why they're in a predicament. Nobody asked you that. We need to get this done. Are y'all understanding me? So now you got to find out where's truth? Where's Jesus? What is Jesus saying about this? What is his conversation about this? Because otherwise we'll be moved by changing perceptions. How often does your perception change? Your perception changes just like the wind. Listen, your perception changes like Louisiana weather. Y'all watching online, you just got to experience this. Wintertime ain't always wintertime, and springtime and summertime ain't always. It's always a trick. You got to wake up and get some discernment. Or just stick your hand out the door. Are y'all understanding me? You change just as quick you're in the car. You're cold, now you're hot. You turn it back. Right. And as soon as you get in the car, it's like it's heated up. Now you got to turn on blast, and then now you freeze, and now you turn it down. It changed that quick. Opinion. You ever had an opinion about somebody before? And we do it all the time. We make opinion just looking. Ain't never said a word. Ain't never had a conversation. Just walked in a certain way. Walked in a certain way. Just walk in a certain way. I'm just playing it. walk in a certain way, and now we done built an opinion. And now we say, well, who do you think he is? He think he coming here with a little suit on, all that, all fly and everything. Now he think he's somebody. You ain't even talked to the man. You don't know what happened. You don't know why the man, you know what I'm saying? We be doing that in church, though. Somebody walk in, like, look, they all in. Oh, you don't know what's going on. Opinion. And so now you built your perception of an opinion that might not even be real. Now you fairy tale. Now you fairy tale mad. Now you fairy tale hating. What you doing? Are y'all understand what I'm saying? So you ever had an opinion on somebody and you finally had a conversation like, you're smart enough, but you ain't gonna say it though.
You ain't gonna
tell the truth. You ain't gonna be like, hey, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't think you was, I thought you was, you ain't gonna say that till later on. It's gonna be years away from the initial meeting, right? So you won't feel ashamed. Like, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. When I met you, man, I thought you was, right? You ain't gonna say it, but it's true. It's true. You ready? You won't know the truth without relationship. You cannot know the truth without relationship. See, John 5:39, he says, search the scriptures. And there's a line in here, and it's on the next page. It's on page 107. I'm jumping past some things that I want to read, but he says, truth interprets truth. And he says, makes a statement. He says, we must see scripture throw light on scriptures rather than be tempted to interpret it with our own understanding and enlightenment. And I like that phrase. I think it's very, very good. The Bible said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So we consider that to say that if we find two or three scriptures saying the same thing, we find some truth. That ain't always the case, but that's how we interpret it. And I like this. We see scripture. Scripture got to throw light on scripture. I get it. Scripture proves scripture, right? True. But then I find out what the living word is. Who's the living word? So now I would take this line, and God bless the author, but I would take this line and say we must see Jesus throw light on the scripture. Bread of life. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? So Jesus says in John 5:39, he says, search the scriptures. So that's not a problem. And actually, we don't have a problem doing that. We in ministry school right now. You know we ain't got no problem, right? Search the scriptures. But it says, for in them you think you have eternal life. All right? But he says, and, I mean, it's something else. That means and, right? 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 Give me a sandwich and a water, right? That means something else is coming. There's something else on the way. There's something added to what you've got already. You know, who doesn't want the and? Who doesn't want the and? Right? Like, I got $1 million and 2 more million. If I tell it to you like that, right? You say, why you tell me three? No, I said it like I wanted to say it. Do you want the and? No. Do you want the and, or are you just cool with the? No, do you? So y'all playing. Do you want the and? You want the and? So, okay, so he says, search the scriptures. That's really great. You can actually get some moral discrepancy out of that. You can get a little understanding. You can start to work your way in a direction with the scriptures. God bless them. Because then you think you got eternal life. And ain't nothing wrong with you thinking you got eternal life in that, right? It says, and I used to say, think I said, but it says, and they are they which testify, it's red words of me, Jesus talking. But then he makes a statement, he says, but you won't come all the way to me. You won't come all the way to me so I can bring life to that scripture that you've been searching. You won't come all the way so I can give truth to that scripture. See, I grew up in Word of Faith. God bless it. I grew up in the quoting, naming it, and claiming it era. That's how I came up. I started learning the scriptures. I had scriptures every time my stomach started hurting. I had a script, 1 Peter 2:24. Who's in the battle, sin in the bottom, should have been dead, sin in the little, who's trying? We are here. I had it. I was gone. I had the scriptures. I knew Mark 11:23-24. That's the ones I learned. I knew naming and claiming. And there's a level of manifestation that comes with that, but it takes a long time. I'll be honest. Sometimes you're naming and claiming for 30 years. You scream when they get there. But like, it's been 30, bro. Right? But then there's a place to where So you're naming and claiming, 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 because you're just naming and claiming. And a lot of times you're putting it on something that you want. I'm putting it on something that you think. Come on. On a what? Opinion. You get it? Sometimes, you know, sometimes you don't know what you really need. But it's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah, sometimes you don't really know. You swear to God that you know what you need, but you don't really know. And how many times did you pray for something that you thought it was the answer to what you needed? And if you would have got it, you'd have been praying, take it back. Take it back, Lord. Huh? Some of y'all got it and asked the Lord to take it back, huh? Me? Oh, yeah. Pray, and I realized that wasn't what the answer was, Jesus. Now I need an answer for the boat problem. Y'all get what I'm saying? And so we take these things, but there is no life in those scriptures. There's no power behind those scriptures. There's no manifestation in those scriptures until you come all the way to Jesus. Remember, and I have to say this again, remember that there is no principle that doesn't have a person behind it. If you try to operate in a principle without a person behind that principle, it's a lie. You can't operate, or grace. I'm operating in grace. No, grace is not a thing that you put on people. That's a whole nother lesson I'm going to teach. Grace is not this thing that's in the box that you giving people grace. You got to be grace. Grace is a person. Truth ain't really something you tell somebody. It's something you be. And the words that's coming out your mouth are a result of your being. Love is not a thing. Almost. You really get to it. It's almost like when you saying I love you, you almost discrediting what you are. Because you have to be love. God is what? Love. It personifies it. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Righteousness is a being. Joy is a being. Peace is a being. If you try to put it in a box and you got like a box of chocolates and you're going to pick which one you got on what day, it's not going to work. We've been picking stuff out, trying to pick it on the day that we need it. Oh, be Christ. Because otherwise you'll be just tossed to and fro with every changing perception. How many times do you turn the TV on and somebody's saying something different? I don't know who to believe. They tell me they about to blow something up and they about to blow something up. I wasn't even there. Then they told me, I know some people that's behind the scenes, they said they be lying to all y'all. Some manipulation of your soul. If I can manipulate your soul and I get you to believe a thing, and you know when you believe something, there's power on the inside of you. You know, enough of y'all believe in a thing, it'll cause a panic in the room. Is our power being used against us? Are we being manipulated by somebody that will study our souls better than we study ourselves? We had John 8, right? The book of John, Jesus really got into that truth. He talked about truth a lot in the book of John. If you just search, you'll see. He identified the enemy, or identified the devil, right, by saying the truth ain't in him. He don't even know the truth. So he identified it. Well, let's see. I want to show you something. We're still talking about truth. Everybody say truth.
Truth.
Say, where is the truth?
Where is
the
truth?
Where is truth? I mean, not where is the truth. Where is truth?
Where is
truth? Truth says, I have to change our terminology sometimes. Sometimes when you're trying to change the way that you talk, or change the way that you say things. Sometimes you have to change your wording. Huh? You ever had to do that before?
Yeah.
You ever said something, but you had like a real twang to it from wherever you're from? And you were trying not to be so twangy, right? Right? And so you had to concentrate on your words. You had to concentrate on how you said things. Then your mouth started saying things differently, and your mouth started looking different when you're talking, right? But you were concentrating on what you were saying. And sometimes we have to change our conversation. So now I say, where's the truth? No, where's truth? Because if truth is a name.
Right.
So is the truth speaking now? Is truth speaking?
Wow.
Truth speaks. Yes. Truth has a mouth. Mm-hmm. It's alive and well. Mm-hmm. You get it? It's truth speaking. Mm-hmm. When something comes up that tells you something other than who you really are, who's speaking? You get it? When you come in contact with an individual and you know that you are love and you know that you are grace, say, I am love.
I am
come on,
love.
Say, I am grace.
I am grace.
Come on, say, I am truth.
I am truth.
You know you are those things, but for some reason, some judgment jump in.
Right.
It's not righteous judgment. Mm-hmm. Or for some reason, these other feelings come in. Well, you need to check those and find out where's truth. Are y'all understanding me? John chapter 8, we're going to go down. Verse 32, and a lot of y'all know these scriptures. Verse 30 said, and he spake these words, and many believed on him. And then Jesus, to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Verse 32, read it, ready, read. Read it again.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
One more time.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
And now, in order for this truth to make you free, what's the prerequisite? What's the thing that you need to do first? Look at the scripture. What did it say you got to do? You got to what?
No.
Not be around it. Not have it in your pocket. Not have it in your notes. Mm-hmm. But you got to. And as soon as I heard no, I started thinking about there's a scripture, and we got to be careful with our Christianity. Mm-hmm. We got to be careful with our duties and our good deeds. That's what I'm trying to tell you. See, it's not about good deeds, it's about identity. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be, he said, you separate the goats and the sheep. Mm-hmm. I told you this before, huh? Separate the goats and the sheep. There's a couple times Jesus said this in different ways. Mm-hmm. He said, depart from me, I never knew you. Mm-hmm. Heard somebody say the other day, God will use you, but that don't mean he know you. So the God is more about relationship than employment. He wants you. I wrote this the other day. I said, God, our concept of God wants you to work for you, but the Father wants you. You get it? We're so unrelated when we come down to God. We're so distant, and we're only distant because people have built the distance between us for years and years. He off somewhere on some throne. You can't see him because if you see his face, you're gonna die. That's what we learn, right? He off somewhere on some throne. But then we say he's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Is he over there? Or is he right here? You got to pick now. Hold on. Hey everybody. Hey, you got to pick now. You got to. Over here, which, come on, is he, which one, you can't sit over there, come on Sam, you can't sit right there and right there, right, like, is he over here, over there, which one are we choosing, is he everywhere, or is he over there, you ever thought about that, but your concept to pull down and destroy, and a takedown, right? We're talking about these things. What is your concept? Is he a present help with you right now? We'll say amen right now in this class, and you say amen in your church service. But is that first nature to you? Do you know that better than you know your government-given name? Or your mom and them given name, however you want to say it. Do you know that better than that? If not, we got hard to do. Is he over there? He's somewhere off? Oh, he's a very present help. Truth. He said, department of y'all never, we cast out demons in your name. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Anybody ever cast out a demon before? Huh? Anybody got close to casting out a demon? Anybody saw one need to be cast out, but like, not today, right? I have before. You just, in the name of Jesus. So you feel, you're like, yeah, I done something for the Lord. Well, it's not really about that. I was loving the person. See, Vier, as long as he's a child, different nothing but a servant, though he be Lord of all, right? But he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. I took that scripture the other day and I realized what it was talking about. And I just, I realized it was talking about Jesus. Because Jesus was under tutors and governors until the time when he was 30 years old, appointed of the Father. Then he get baptized in the sky over and said, this is my beloved
Son,
not my servant. Mm-hmm. My beloved
Son,
whom I'm well pleased. So this is the appointed time. I know yesterday was Resurrection Sunday. And so we got all excited about the, he beat him and he whooped him. Right, Good Friday, and we don't know what day it was, really. Y'all won't go to church. Y'all don't go to church on Tuesday. You don't know what day it was. You don't know when it was.
Right.
It changed every year. The day be different. You don't know. But we were so, but you have to realize that the the process didn't start on the day he started getting beat. It started on the day the sky cracked open. It was the appointed time for all that. This was the appointed time. That wasn't the appointed time on Calvary. That wasn't the appointed time. It was appointed, but this whole thing was the appointed time of the Father. Airship. That's why Jesus could walk now and the demons come and he tell them what to do and they do it. Because I'm in air now.
Yeah.
I'm not up here trying to talk about what they told me. Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, who the hell are you? Remember that? Huh? I ain't say who the hell, but you know what I'm saying. Right, it just makes it funny, right? Who? I can imagine the demon asking, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, y'all know with me. Then don't be up here talking about, oh, look at him. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. I don't know you. I don't know you. Where the truth at? I don't know you. So I ain't got to move for what you say. Now, Jesus walks with all power and full demand. I just thought about Jesus. The church was built on Jesus, so that means that we are to be built on Jesus and everything about him. For some reason, we just want to be everywhere else but there. For some reason. Come on, y'all. You be reading Proverbs. God bless Proverbs. But you read Proverbs more than you read the Gospels. Why is that? True. Yeah, true. Everybody say true. Yeah, right. Why is that? What's the deal with that? You ever wondered why that is? No, you ever sat there and thought about it? No. You just took it, huh? Tear down, destroy. Pull it down. Root up. Why is this? Why is it we start from everywhere else? When he's the author and the finisher. Hebrews 12 and 2 said it. Looking unto Jesus, the it's true, this is true, this is true. The author and finisher of our faith. The author, if he's the writer, he wrote you. You've been written. You never thought you was written, huh? No, you ain't think. Oh, you ain't thinking. You didn't think you were written. You've been written. You've been written out already. Stick to the, we used to tell him when he was younger. I used to help my little homeboy and tell him how to go talk. He go try to talk to the girl, say, hey, listen, just say this. Don't say nothing else. Like, just say this and this and this. Say your name, say how you doing, laugh a little bit, then walk off, okay? I'm trying to tell you how to do it. And I say, stick to the script. Don't add nothing else. I don't want you to ad lib. Don't get all fancy because things, nope. script. Don't do nothing else. You get to talking. And now you're talking too long, and I'm over there like, come on, bro. You stick to the script, bro. It's about to bomb. And then it bombs. And you go too far, too early. You said too much, and you bombed. And you're like, man, I don't know what. To the script. Here's the script. 1, 2, 3. Don't do it. There's no 4. Script. How we get on that? What are we talking about? Stick to the script. You're written. I got it over there. You're written. Stick to the
script.
What script you supposed to stick to? Uh-oh. Jesus. What that say? In the what? Where you been? It's so hidden, Marv. It's hidden right now. It's hidden truth. The Bible talks about hidden truth. Talking about the hidden mystery, but it's really not that hidden. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for it to say it's the hidden mystery. It's the hidden truth, but then my yoke is easy. And only one thing is needed. Well, one is, it don't sound that complicated.
Right.
It don't sound that hidden. This is talking about, it's revealed unto you of my Father.
Yeah.
And it's hidden in plain sight. Your Bible been the same since it's been the same. Like since. Gospel's been there. Gospel's been there since you was born. But you know them other scriptures. You know David's story, you know Daniel, you know Abraham and Noah. And this is the ones we learned when we was kids too. I'm going to change all that too. We need to start from Christ and build out. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Why? No, I need answers. Why are we everywhere else? Why are we getting our advice from everywhere else? Why are we? Why, if Jesus is sitting right here, I'm going to go talk to the person sitting right. I don't need to flip no more pages. God bless those pages because those pages show me what I look like outside of this page. So, and I need to see that sometimes. Like, it's like a mirror. When you see a mirror, then you realize, oh, I got to get this together, right? Right? But it's right there. But it's hidden because of our religion. How much time you spend in the gospel? I wait. How much time you spend in the red? They made them red for a reason. Ain't nobody else got no red words nowhere else in the Bible. Nobody else ain't got no other color word. Paul got green. No, he don't have no. Everything else is black. Almost seemed like darkness to me.
Uh-oh.
Without the.
Wow.
I just saw. You know, you can be in the room, but not know you're in the room without the light. Hold on, y'all ain't hear me. No, this is true. This is true. You can be in the, y'all don't believe in God to take me somewhere. No, you can be in the room.
Wow.
You can be in the room where you've been trying to get to the whole time, and maybe you've been there the whole time. Just turn on the lights.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I sure am. You're in the room the whole time. But you can't see nothing. You can't read nothing. Read chapter. You can't read nothing. Now you're going to be squinting. You get it? Just like this. Read verse 5. Yeah, you can't really see it. See, it's just like this. It's the same thing you're doing. You got the script. You had your Bible right there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Couldn't see nothing, could you? Ain't no light. And it's tricky because you can actually be looking at it in this artificial light and think you got some light. Artificial light, let me tell you why, because I was sitting in my house the other day, and it's funny because this artificial light, these are artificial light, you're talking about your phone, artificial light, you even talking about how we as humans, this is some studying, we as humans don't sleep as well as we should because we're thrown off. We have so much artificial light so we can stay up all night. You know, it used to be where you, in Jesus' days, when the nighttime come, that's a wrap, partner. Everybody inside, we talking about street lights, ain't no street lights. When the street light come on, no. When it start getting dim, come inside, because the lions come out. They coming out here. Yeah. Y'all know what you're talking about, weeping and gnashing of teeth? Y'all know where that come from? It's to be cast out of the outer darkness. And the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Y'all remember, heard that, read that scripture? Yeah. Which, you thought, you say, I'm going to cast out the hell. Right? I guess. But see, what I'm saying was, that was real life. They would take these guys, and if they're the criminals or whatever, they would take them and throw them on the outside of the gates. See, there were gates around every town, like the castles. Y'all seen the old. A lot of times they had the big gates, like the walls of Jericho. We know that story, right? All right. Big wall. And they would take them and tie them up by the legs and throw them across. And so now you hanging out there, way down close enough to where the animals can jump up and be scratching at you. Now you trying to lean up. You upside down. Now you trying to lean up so they can't grab you. You crying, weeping, and gnashing you grinding your teeth down because you're just that nervous. And if you do keep still, you can't see nothing because you're in the dark. This is what life is like outside of the light. This is what life is like outside of the truth. God forbid you be in the dark thinking you're in the light. Like right now, it's dark outside though. In real life, it's dark. No, like in real life, there ain't no windows in here right now. You said windows. In real life, it's dark outside right now. Right? This is artificial light. God bless it. This is artificial light. The truth. Truth, so just, we go back to John 8:32. Read what it says. You should what? No. Prerequisite is that you got to what?
Know
the truth. Not be around it, not have it in your pocket, like I said before, not think up on it, not mentally. You got to know it. You got to know it just as well as you know you.
Right.
You know the truth, and then the truth of what? It ain't said set you. What it said, make you, please fix it in your life right now, because those are fighting words for me. I don't like, there's a couple things I don't like. I don't like that. I don't like when people say, as a man thinketh in his heart, because it don't say that. It says, as he thinketh. And if you read the context, I just got to go here, y'all. If you read the context of as he thinketh in his heart, it really wasn't really putting a principle out to you about thinking in your heart and then you'll be that. Although we do that and he wrote books on it, but it's really talking about this guy in context. And they say he evil. He got an evil eye. He don't mean you no good. Don't eat at his house. Because as he thinketh. That's another one. Another one is conversate. Can y'all please... What's the word? Converse. Everybody say converse.
Converse.
And I'm saying, what's the truth? Just say converse. Everybody say converse.
Converse.
Come on, say it again, converse.
Converse.
Say not conversate. Answer me, come on. Say not conversate.
Not conversate.
Say it.
Not conversate.
Cause conversate, go repeat after me. I gotta.
Conversate.
Cause conversate,
conversate
is not a word. Come on, say
conversate
is not in the dictionary. One more time,
conversate
is not in the word.
It sounds good,
but it's not a word. Look at your neighbor. It's not a word. It's time you say, "Oh man, me and such and such, you come talk to me." I'm like, I don't need to talk to you. Man, we were conversating. I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to stop till you fix it. Ain't no conversating. Side journey. You know the truth, and the truth of what? What it's gonna do? Somebody said, set you again. I heard an S. Somebody said, tear down, destroy, root up. No, y'all, no. Yeah, and I'm not doing semantics. Semantics mean you just playing around with words, trying to make it sound like you deep, and you just playing with the different moving words around. No. It's not semantics. Making and setting is two different things. Making is a being, setting is a trying to let you go somewhere. But a making, it makes you what you are. So if you know the truth will make you free. It'll make you the truth. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Where we at? Where we at? Where we be at? A concern that where we be at. Bad names. A concern that scripture, where we at? Where is truth? In everything. Calm down. Stop talking so much. Calm down. Stop listening so much. Calm down. Stop watching so much truth. We're surrounded by a world full of fabricated thoughts. I said, I was watching TV and I said, wow, we don't know what's real. Wow. it's actually a profession to do this. It's actually a profession to act like somebody that ain't real. And then that's real life, and then we take advice from them. I'm not knocking actors, but I'm just saying, like, so I break it down. So what's really going on? What's the real deal? What's the real down to the root deal of what's going on and what we're doing? What's the real down up in the earth with the roots deal with what we are building? What are we really building on? What are we doing this for? Why are we here? Because we begin to chase these things that have become fabricated, and we're told that these are the things that's going to make us happy. And these are the things that are our profession. Right? And then now we begin to base our being off of these things. And base our being off of what these people said about this. Who are these people? And what gives them? Truth. Everybody say truth.
Truth.
You know the truth. You know the truth. And the truth will make you free from everything that's fabricated. The truth will make you free from everything that's a lie. God forbid we've been building on a lie. I mean, my first, you know, and you might got a nice sized building. But it still got to come down. Tear down. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? My biggest thing is what's the quickest way to eat an elephant? One bite at a time. My biggest thing is right now today, if I realize that I might have been building on some other stuff, right? Then I need to go back and check my foundation out. Because that might be why I can never get on my feet. Or it might be why I'm not growing. You might not be growing because you planted in a pot. And not in real, that's ground,
right.
But it ain't the ground.
Right.
And it looks pretty. It'll grow the little blossom, but it ain't no multiplication. What you doing? Can it multiply? What are you being? Can it multiply? Can it reproduce at its own kind? What are we doing? Does it spread? Or is it inverted? Is it for you or is it for everybody? Truth, song I used to like, truth hurts. Yeah. So then we know the truth. Truth make you free, right? Let's go to chapter 14 real quick. We'll end with this one. Verse 6, and y'all be knowing this stuff, but y'all won't be knowing this stuff. You be knowing, you can quote it. You can now see it right now? Yeah. If I ask you what John 14:6 said, you'd be like, But now you're like, oh, I got that. Now what did it say? Read it, ready, read. Who said it?
Jesus.
Oh, so we need to stop and listen. Hold on, who said it?
Jesus.
Oh, so we need to really stop and pay attention. Right? And then what he said? I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Ain't nothing outside of that. What are we looking for? Where we been looking, Sam? What are we doing? I'm the way, I'm the truth. So this is a little later in that same book. So I preach this a little early. I tell you, know the truth? Then I tell you, now I'm the truth. How you say you don't know the way? You ain't seen the way. You've been watching me all the time and walking with me, and you don't know the way? What is wrong with you? See, I set this day over nations, over kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. There are I need to go to the gym. I need to go work out, right? I'm talking to you for real. I need to go work out. I got it, picked up a little weight, right? So, you know, brother want a little muscle. And then y'all know how we are. We be talking about doing it for the hell. No, you ain't. You're trying to do it so you get in the dress so you can look good. True gonna do what? I'll make you free. All right. So, all right. But see, the biggest part is not that I need muscles, because I got muscles. I just got to break down all that stuff around them. So if you tear down and destroy, actually what you need, you got it. But tear down and destroy and pull down. Oh, y'all understand what I'm saying? You really ain't got you ain't got to go nowhere to get it. You are it. You get it? That's the biggest part. Seems like the hardest part, but it's the biggest part. Yeah, amen. Keep going.